Jaya Prabhupada 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 Srila Prabhupada
Padi Jaya
Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopa Gopika Shama Pundarata Vidhi Kuvardhani Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Sri Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Hare Na
Na
Nishkutaya
Nishkutaya
Uditaya
Uditaya
Brahma
Brahma
Vadi Bhi
Vadi Bhi
Tata
Tata
Visudyati
Visudyati
Agavan
Agavan
Vratani Bhi
Yada
Hare Nama
Nama
Padaya
Padaya
Udhavatais
Udhavatais
Tad
Tad
Uttama Sloka
Uttama Sloka
Namopa Lumbakam
Namopa Lumbakam
Na Niskrita Udita Brahma Vadibis
Na Niskrita Udita Brahma Vadibis
Tata Visudyat Agavan Vratadibis
Tata Visudyat Agavan
Translation by following the Vedic rituals and ceremonies, undergoing atonement. sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of the Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reaction, it does not awaken devotional service. Unlike the chanting of the Lord's names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and character. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur comments that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord has special significance and distinguishes it from the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of atonement for severe, more severe, or most severe sinful actions. There are 20 types of religious rituals called Dharma Shastra, beginning with Sara Samhita. But here it is stressed that although one may become free from the reactions of the most sinful of religious principles, not promote a sinful man to the stage of loving service. On the other hand, chanting the holy name once not only frees one immediately from the reactions of the greatest sins, but also raises one to the platform of rendering loving service to the personality of God, who is described as a loka. Names for his. This one serves the Lord by remembering his form. The Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is all possible simply because of the Lord's omnipotence. He achieves through the performance of the holy name and dance in ecstasy is so easy and sublime and love to all the benefits of spiritual life simply by following this process. Therefore, the Gospel will declare his Param Vijaya to Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Sankirtan movement we have started. The best process for becoming purified of all sinful reactions to coming. Translation, by following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reactions, it is not a way of devotional service, unlike chanting names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes. And so, in here the Vishnudutas are comparing the purificatory power of according to Karma Kanda section, and chanting of the name. So there is purification of a sinful person by doing certain activities according to Vedic rituals and various types of atonement to get rid of reactions here or in the present for sinful activities committed now or in the past. So in previous lifetimes, if we committed acts, then we will get suffering in this lifetime. That's the result. If we do sinful activities now, we will get results in the future, so future life. So to counteract the present situation of suffering due to previous acts and the reaction in the future by present acts, sinful acts, there are prayaschittas or atonements which are prescribed for various types of sin. And these will consist of doing certain vratas, giving charity or dana, chanting mantras, etc. So there are various charities, etc. that can be done. However, here the Vishnudutas say that by chanting the name of the Lord, there is more purification taking place through these other actions. So, why would that be so? So the answer is that the ultimate purifying agent and all other actions of purification ultimately depend upon the Supreme Lord. Just as all devatas depend on the Supreme Lord. We should not think that devatas give independent results. Worship Ganesh or whatever and get results. Actually, the Lord must give the results. Secondarily, the devatas give the results. So in getting rid of sinful reactions, offering, same thing as there. The Karma Kanda section of the Vedas will recommend certain vows, etc., and worship of devatas, etc. But ultimately we see the main result is given by the same Lord. So, why not directly worship the Supreme Lord? Process, since He is the cause of everything. If one directly worships the Supreme Lord, one will get greater benefit. Why? Because the Lord is pleased. He is directly pleased. If we indirectly worship Him, yes, He's pleased to some extent. But if we directly worship Him, then He's more pleased. And therefore, we'll get greater results. Now, to worship the Lord in order to get rid of sinful reactions. This, of course, is fruta. This is motivated. In order to get rid of our suffering, we worship the Lord. So this is a type of mixed devotion. It's not pure. Nevertheless, the Lord does give results for people that desire this. The process of doing this, the hope of the Lord is that gradually these people will come to pure level, and they will give up their material desires, and they'll simply worship the Lord without expecting to get relief from suffering. In any case, the Lord does give results, and those results are much more than the results of... So here it says that there is purification more. So how is it more? How is it greater? One, of course, is that by chanting the holy name once, it was said, one can destroy so many countless reactions. Whereas these acts in karma kanda will simply relieve one of one action, one reaction. But the quantity of sinful reactions that are destroyed or purified by chanting the name even once is much greater than all of these other things. In the sense, it is much greater. That's one way in which it is greater in terms of purification. So quantity-wise and speed-wise as well, we can do some karma kanda, but that takes time. It's not just we do once that, but rather we have to continue doing something. And then there's some purification for one particular act. But by chanting the name once, one can destroy all sinful reactions of previous lifetimes. So it's a very quick process as well. Power of the Supreme Lord at work. And even if the name is chanted inattentively in Nama Bas, it works to do this. So this is the great power. If we do karma, acts of karma kanda, we cannot be inattentive. If we chant the mantras wrong and we make mistakes and we're not proper purity, we will not get results. It requires exact, very exact performance. And chanting the name inattentively doesn't require that at all. Even the inattentive chanting of Ajamil got immediate results. So in this way, we find that the holy name also is much superior to the other processes. And of course, the name does not require the qualification of other. To do karmas, one has to be qualified, as I said, by purity, birth, etc., in order to do karmas properly. The holy name is not so. Anybody can chant the name of the Lord. The most simple person can do this, and effect is there. So, in this way, the name has greater scope for all types of people than the acts of karma, which require particular processes. And of course, in order to do these actions of karma, one requires materials. We have to give something in charity. If we're going to do a sacrifice, then we need all the materials of the sacrifice. We have to have Brahmin priests, etc. So we need all sorts of ingredients. Chanting the name, we don't need anything. No wealth is required at all. So it is a much more effective process. Results are quicker, the results are more. So in this way, greater effect by chanting the name of the Lord. This is the purification. Now, the Lord, the name is superior also in another way, and that is that it that connection with the name is even if it is Nama Bas, it is the Supreme Lord. So the possibility of developing bhakti from that is much greater than from karma, where it's a very indirect relationship with the Lord. So karma does not inevitably lead to bhakti. But if we chant the name of the Lord, even inattentively, we will see that that chanting creates purification, and then if one continues chanting, one develops attraction for the Lord. And in this way, one develops bhakti. So that means that the name has two things, two potencies. One is to destroy sinful reactions and create cause purification, and the other is to create bhakti. We know that Agata Sukriti's
accumulate birth after birth, eventually develops into faith. So Agyata Sukritis are, we can say, inattentive chanting, etc., where we accidentally chant the name of the Lord or whatever, or do any act of devotional sadhana without knowing it, chant without knowing it. Huh? So these are called Agyata Sukriti, or hearing the name. And by repeated hearing of the name, life after life, gradually the Atma develops Shraddha, or faith. That does not happen with karma. We can do karma for knowing it's a lifetime. Health will not give us bhakti. So, chanting the name even attentively is better than doing the karmas, because eventually we will end up with bhakti. In the case of, and of course, this is the primary result of bhakti, that is to develop attraction for the Lord. Secondary quality is to just... In the case of Ajamil, we see that he chanted inattentively, thinking of his son, and he got the effect of destroying all of his karmas. Therefore, the Yamadevas could not punish him because he didn't have any sins. So the Vishnudutas prevented the Yamadutas from doing anything to him. And he was allowed to continue his life again. It's actually the karma of his end of his life had not been reached, so he came back to life again and continued. Now, because of the chanting of the name and because of prevention of the Vishnudutas, he heard the conversation of the Vishnudutas, and that helped him develop his bhakti quickly. So when he was revived, then he took to pure bhakti. And it was so powerful that within his lifetime, which was only a few years left, he was able to develop prema, and he went to Vaikuntha. That's the major effect of chanting the name of the Lord. So secondarily, all of his sins were destroyed by inattentive chanting, and then by attentive chanting with faith, then he developed prema. And that is the main effect. Because bhakti destroys all sinful reactions, and that can happen immediately, all karmas are destroyed. But if there's aparad, then that is a gradual process. Karma. Yeah. And karma does not automatically develop into bhakti.
Even though a soul may desire to chant the holy name, energy required for that and the circumstances amicable, energy required to chant and credit by the Lord.
The circumstances are there due to karma. They may be bad or good or unfavorable or whatever. But one can chant in any circumstance when it's earned. Now, as far as energy, yes, we're given the body also by the Lord, but that's indirect also. That's according to karma. We've got a certain body, etc. And according to that, we have a certain amount of energy. We have to use it. But, again, we can use the energy any way we feel like it. So it's our choice whether we want to chant or not chant. We're not going to use that energy to chant. We'll
just...
It's also good. Chanting in any way is good. There's no hard and fast rules. Oh, well, the same thing can apply. If we get a bhakti abhas, inattentive bhakti in general, any type of inattention. Of course, there's two types of namabhas or bhakti abhas. One is people like Ajamil that have no faith at all. Then is then there is the abhas that devotees have. So they have faith and they devotional service to ignorance or anarthas or inattention, and that is also abhas. But that is much superior to the namabhas of Ajamil or others having a faith. Well, yeah, bhakti is that's the danger in bhakti. In karma, the danger is sin itself. But that is not the danger in bhakti, because sin does not impede bhakti. Bhakti destroys sin. So therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, abhijet sudaracharo.
Even the most sinful person, he is my devotee.